I'm Kate Wells with Michigan Radio. A man who has spent the last 8 years in prison for murder could soon get a new chance at freedom. A year-long investigation by the Michigan State Police suggests that a professional hitman, and not the 15-year-old kid who was convicted, was the real killer who gunned down four people in Detroit in 2007. Devontae Sanford was 14 years old when police picked him up for questioning about a crime in his neighborhood. Earlier that night, at least two shooters burst into a house on Runyon Street in Detroit. They sprayed the living room with bullets, killing four people who were watching Monday Night Football. Sanford is blind in one eye, and at the time, he was labeled as kind of slow. His mom says he couldn't read or write that well. Police interrogated him for hours without a lawyer or a parent.
And that's something that I'm living with now because I never went down there.
This is Tominko Sanford, Devontae's mom.
And I always be like, you know, why you didn't go? Why you didn't go?
Those police interrogations were never videotaped. But if you believe what Devontae Sanford told a court psychologist 3 weeks later, he was getting pressure from police to confess to something, anything, just to be able to go home. And starting around 4 a.m. that night, he did confess multiple times. But his story kept changing as police learned more about the crime. Still, police say Sanford was able to draw a picture for them of the crime scene where the bodies were laid out. The only part of the interrogation that was videotaped was at the very end when Sergeant Mike Russell reads out a typed confession for Devontae Sanford to confirm.
Now, is there anything else that you left out that you want to talk about this case on Monday? No.
Later in court, Devontae Sanford's attorney made it sound like the only choice was for Devontae to cut a deal with the prosecutor and plead guilty. Again, his mom, Tominko Sanford.
Because if you don't take this plea, Devontae will never see daylight again. My baby never wanted to take the plea. He kept telling me, Mama, no, Mama, no. I forced Devontae to take that plea. He got 37 to 90 years.
Now, this is the part where the case takes an unusual turn. 2 weeks after Sanford is convicted, police arrest a professional hitman, a 27-year-old guy named Vincent Smothers. He confesses to 12 murders, all professional hits, including the four on Runyon Street. But unlike Devontae Sanford's interrogation, police videotaped their entire interrogation with Vincent Smothers.
Once we were inside, there was a female that ran to a back room.
The tape is really rough, but Smothers is telling police that he and a buddy did the Runyon Street murders as a job for a drug dealer. And he leads police to key pieces of evidence, like where the gun is stashed that they used in the Runyon Street murders. But here's the thing. Smothers was charged for every single one of the 12 murders he confessed to, except the four on Runyon Street.
I mean, how can you believe Vincent Smothers committed murder 1, 2, 3, 4... 5. He didn't commit murder 6, 7, 8, 9, but he did commit murders 10, 11, and 12.
This is Valerie Newman. She is one of Devontae Sanford's appeals attorneys.
Other than the fact that for 6, 7, 8, 9, they've already convicted a 14-year-old kid.
For almost a full year now, the Michigan State Police have been investigating what really happened that night on Runyon Street. They have delivered their report to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office. And sources close to the investigation tell us it points to police misconduct, which could even lead to criminal charges. And it clearly suggests that Vincent Smothers is the killer, not Devontae Sanford.
Devontae knows he's coming home. He does, and I constantly put it in him.
Again, this is Tominko Sanford, Devontae's mom. At this point, Devontae has been in prison for 8 years. He is 23 years old.
Even if he calling me and he having a bad day, I'd be like, don't worry. It's almost over. Don't worry. You at the point. You there. I have to, as his mother.
Right now, the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office is not commenting, but they will have to decide what to do about Devontae Sanford's case and whether to finally charge Vincent Smothers with the murders on Runyon Street. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.